At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. You can go to HaneyUniversity.com and get all the information you might need about getting a golf lesson from me at either my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois. Those are the two places that I teach, and I've had some great lessons, continue to have great lessons. A lot of people that listen to the podcast, so it's always great for me to meet my listeners in person, and love helping them get better at golf. So go to HaneyUniversity.com and check that out. And you can register for my free instructional videos on HaneyUniversity.com as well. I want to talk about in the podcast today a little more about this whole Rory McIlroy deal that he got into with Joe LaCava and Patrick Cantlay, mostly Joe LaCava. Patrick Cantlay's caddy at the Ryder Cup. This came up again because Rory got interviewed by the Irish Independent, okay? And he can't help himself. I talked about this the other day on my podcast. He can't help himself. He's always got to be talking. The media loves him because he can do some serious talking. And he's got to be talking. And he was interviewed and asked about the Ryder Cup deal. And he goes on and he says, this is Rory in a nutshell. It really is. I read this article and it's got all his quotes in there. And it's amazing. It's literally amazing. All right. So they ask him what happened. And he's trying to put some context behind all this thing that happened at the Ryder Cup when he got into it on the 18th hole with Joe LaCava, Patrick Cantlay's caddy. And then he got into it with Bones, Justin Thomas's caddy, at the front of the hotel when Bones was coming over trying to talk to him. And then he got into it there and went nuts there. Had to get to, like, Lowry, put him in the car and got him out of there before he went even more crazy. And you know, a couple months goes by and he's got to talk about it some more. I mean, it's just crazy. This guy just loves to talk. So he says, here's Rory McIlroy. He says, here's what angered me. Okay. Well, what angered him should have been Joe LaCava. Like, Joe LaCava had no business doing what he did on the 18th hole. I mean, he's a caddy. You know, what are the three rules of caddying? Show up, stay up, and shut up or something, you know? I mean, that's like, you know, that's like sort of a joke, but, you know, you're in the background. You're not part of the story. I mean, what is he doing on the 18th green, you know, running around and you know, distracted? Rory thought he was getting distracted. I mean, he wasn't standing in Rory's line. But anyway, he shouldn't have been doing what he was doing. There are no two ways about that. There's no argument there. There's nothing you can say to justify what LaCava did. I mean, he just stand over on the side of the green And, you know, do your job. And your job is not to rile up the crowd or, you know, go against the crowd or do any of that stuff. Your job is to caddy for your player. You're not the show. You're a caddy. I've caddied before on the PGA Tour. I'll tell you what, I tried to stay out of the way. That was what I tried to do. I tried to pretend like I was invisible out there. But some of these, you know, some of these guys have been doing it for a long time. LaCava's been doing it for a long time. Used to caddy for Fred Couples before he caddied for Tiger. You know, he's used to being, you know, kind of in that show a little bit. Maybe he got a little too far in that show. But Rory says, here's what angered me. And then he goes on and says this. He said, he's trying to put some context behind it. He says, my relationship with Cantley is average at best. Okay. Well, what does that have to do with why that angered you? That's irrelevant to what your relationship is with Cantley. He said, we don't have a ton in common and see the world quite differently. All right. I mean, once again, what does that have to do with Joe LaCava standing on the 18th green, riling up the crowd, distracting you while you're getting ready to putt? What does that have to do with that? What does that have to do with Cantley and your relationship with Cantley that is average at best and that you don't have anything in common and see the world quite differently? Like I read this stuff and you hear Rory talk and like I wonder if he like goes back and reads what he said or listens to what he like what does that have to do anything? He was talking about this whole thing that happened on the 18th green. And he said, when I saw he was getting stick on the 17th and 18th greens, he's talking about Cantley, I tried to quiet the crowd for him. All right, that's a nice thing to do. It's not going to work. The crowd's already riled up. The crowd was riled up because of the corrupt golf media had written an article about how Cantley wanted to be paid for the Ryder Cup. And that's why he wasn't wearing his hat. He said his hat didn't fit. He said he didn't want to get paid. We all know they want to get paid. So, you know, who knows what the truth is, but the Krupp Goff Media wrote the article and they knew what the article was going to do. It was going to, you know, rile the crowd up. And that's what it did. It riled the crowd up. But Cantley wasn't having it. He's a tough cookie. He made putts on 16, 17, and 18. And Rory gave him credit. He said, that was big balls doing that. So he said, so all respect to him. That was good. He said there's a little bit of back and forth going. This is Rory talking on the 18th green with Fred Couples and Thomas Bjorn. Those guys are friends. They've been through Ryder Cups together. You know, nobody doesn't like Fred Couples. I don't think anybody doesn't like Thomas Bjorn. Two good guys. But Rory was pissed about the whole encounter with LaCava. See, and then he told the Irish Independent that he met with LaCava face to face on the evening after Europe's victory, which, according to some people, he said that, you know, that never happened. But then now he says it did happen. I think they asked him if he talked to him before Sunday's match. So this was after Sunday's match. But here's what Rory goes on to say. He says, LaCava. Now, of course, why is he saying this? He's saying this because he's buddies with Tiger and the Tiger Rory TGL Golf League thing that they're partners in. You know, he's latched himself onto Tiger so he can benefit there. That's pretty obvious. LaCava, he says, LaCava used to be a nice guy when he was caddying for Tiger. You're a nice guy. You used to be a nice guy, and now you're not a nice guy. I mean, how do you turn to not a nice guy that fast? I mean, you go to caddy for Cantley, he says, and now he's caddying for that dick. He's referring to Cantley. Like, so I guess you don't have a good relationship with Cantley. He says, my relationship with Cantley is average at best. Well, I would say if you're calling him a dick, I would have to say your relationship's a little less than I would say it's a little less than average. I'm just going to go out on a limb there and say that's a little less than an average. That is not an average when you're calling a guy a dick. And he said it. He says LaCava used to be a nice guy when he was caddying for Tiger. Now he's caddying for that dick, Cantley. And he's turned into an ass, Rory said. I'm like, wow. I mean, that guy, you know, went to caddy for somebody, and now he was a good guy, and now he turned into an ass. He was a nice guy, now he turned into an ass. And then Rory says he got 3 texts and 2 missed calls from Tiger, because Tiger and Woods are obviously close. 3 texts and 2 missed calls. First off, Tiger never would text somebody 3 times and 2 missed calls if he didn't want to talk to you, and you blow him off? Like, you won't pick up the phone? You won't. Now, Tiger was obviously trying to defuse the situation, and Rory wouldn't have any of it. He wouldn't take Tiger's call, and he wouldn't answer Tiger's texts. I mean, that doesn't seem... It's Tiger Woods. I mean, seriously, it's Tiger Woods. I can't imagine not answering a text from I mean, I can't imagine. But he said he did send him a message, and he knew what Tiger was calling and texting about, and he said, it'll be fine. Long day, just want to go to bed. Okay. That's pretty interesting that you would just blow Tiger Woods off like that and not answer his call. And not, you know why? I don't know. I mean, who knows why? Maybe he didn't want the situation to be diffused. Maybe he liked having the, you know, chip on his shoulder. Maybe he knew that it was probably going to work in his favor on the next day, on the Sunday singles. And I'm just going to let this thing just kind of simmer and keep going and keep boiling. Because, you know, right now the crowd's really into it, although he did try to quiet the crowd, he said. But the crowd's really into it. Maybe I'll just leave this alone for a little while. Maybe that's what I'll do. You know what? That might have something to do with it. You never know. I mean, so he talks about Bones McKay. You know, Jim Bones McKay. And they had this big deal at the you know, hotel lobby, right in the middle of the hotel, right there, right? The cars are picking them up. They're leaving. And, you know, Bones is trying to defuse the situation too. But Rory says he's wearing an American top. And I know he's friends with Joe. And he said, I just tripped. All right. So you tripped. Cantley's a dick. Your relationship's not good with Cantley. You see the world differently than him. Try to put all this together and have this make sense to you. Then Rory says, complete rage. I felt bad about it afterwards because Bones' wife was standing beside him and I used a lot of swear words. So not my finest moment. Okay, you got to give him credit on that. I'll give Rory a lot of credit on that. Not my finest moment. He said, then Shane Lowry bundled me into the car. So Rory says it's not his finest moment. But rather than just saying, you know what, glad we won the Ryder Cup, not my finest moment, didn't like what happened on 18 or whatever, he can't stop there because he loves to talk. He can't stop there. He's got to go with, my relationship with Cantley's average at best. We don't have a lot in common, see the world differently. He's working for Cantley. Speaking of LaCava, used to be a nice guy. Now he's caddying for that dick, and he's turned into an ass. And Tiger texts me to defuse it, but I didn't answer him, you know, except to say, long day, I'm going to go to bed.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Somehow, this all makes sense in Rory's mind. And meanwhile, he just resigned from the PGA Tour Policy Board, which guess who else is on the PGA Tour Policy Board? Patrick Cantlay, which I never knew he was a dick. I thought he was a nice guy. I don't know. I've never heard like anybody say anything bad about Patrick Cantlay. I thought, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know Patrick Cantlay, but I didn't know he was I mean, he might see the world differently, but everybody, you know, I mean, I don't know if he sees the world differently than me too, but I mean, I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a dick. I mean, this guy doesn't really say much. I mean, don't you have to say a little something to be a dick? I mean, I would think. I don't know. You know, is a dick because he wants to get paid for the Ryder Cup? How much money they make off that Ryder Cup and don't pay the players? I mean, I don't think that makes you a dick. I just think that makes you like a player that feels like he's being taken advantage of. That's what I would think if I was a player. But anyway, maybe that's what he's referring to. Maybe there's other things he's referring to. I don't know what else he's referring to. Who knows? But Rory is he's going to win the trophy next week for the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Who knows how many million he's going to get off that? Makes a ton of money on the PGA Tour. Got a bunch of sponsorship when they were trying to hang on to all these PGA Tour players that, you know, that weren't going to. Wants to be paid if guys can come back on the PGA Tour. He needs to be compensated because he didn't go. He has got the TGL deal. He's going to make how much off of that? A ton. The whole thing. It always makes sense to Rory. And what makes sense to me as a golf fan is, why don't you just play golf? Why don't you just play golf? I mean, you've done great. You've done so good on golf. You've made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, you've won all these tournaments and major championships. And you're a surefire Hall of Famer. And... like, who's advising this guy? Or where does why is he talk so much about stuff that doesn't just like that doesn't have to do with like just his game and just playing the game of golf? It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how he thinks this benefits him in the world of golf. I really don't. And I'll tell you what. I wonder what his sponsors, like, he's got a lot of sponsors. I wonder what the sponsors think. I mean, like, you know, I wonder what they think. Like, Workday and, you know, Nike and TaylorMade. And what do all these companies think? I mean, maybe they think it's good that he says all this stuff. Or I wonder if they think, you know, hey, just play golf. Just play golf. Stay out of this stuff. Do you think Rory's popularity now is more or less than it was a year ago? I think that's a very easy question to answer. I know the answer to that question. And you know what? It's not even close. The question is Rory McIlroy's popularity now greater or less than it was 1 year ago? And the answer to that question is it's not even close. I don't get it. Just golf. Golf. And go win the Masters. Go win the Masters next year. Complete the career Grand Slam. And focus your attention on that. As a golf fan... like, that's what I don't get. I don't get why that's not the focus, why he just doesn't. But anyway, I don't get a lot of things. So anyway, that's why they're fun to talk about. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you have arthritis pain, if you've got joint pain, muscle soreness, try my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com. It's 100% guaranteed. 16 anti-inflammatory ingredients, patented formula. I'm telling you, this product is absolutely the best. It's why people order it over and over and over again. It works great. Any arthritis pain in your joints, it will give you some relief for sure. And the testimonials are phenomenal. So check it out, voodoopainrelief.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Hope everybody has a great day. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.